This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
In some ways, you could say, well, if it tapers off as you get older, why not just give everybody testosterone automatically? There are some consequences to taking hormone if it's not appropriate for you or if the levels get too high.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's a great point. A lot of people see testosterone as a magic bullet to aging. And yes, it's true. It has a lot of positive benefits associated with restoring a man's balance. However, I'm sure just as we hear a lot of advertisements on anti-aging clinic, we also hear a lot of advertisement from medical trial lawyers talking about testosterone causing stroke, causing blood clot problem, heart attacks, and that.
Yeah, so there was a report, I think, from the New England Journal of Medicine that there's a fourfold increase in strokes that can occur.
Yeah, so that exactly. So that's why the way I look at it is that testosterone, just like any medication, has its side effects, so doctors need to be monitoring them for it. And that there are certain conditions that a man should not be receiving testosterone, such as men with breast cancer, men with untreated high-risk prostate cancer, men with specific heart failures.
We should point out that in prostate cancer, you actually go the other way.
Yeah. So
try and lower testosterone.
Yeah, prostate cancer is very interesting because prostate cancer is one of the very first hormones. Even before breast cancer, we find an association between hormone and cancer. So by castrate a man with prostate cancer, their cancer can regress or sometimes go away completely. So that's one condition where we want to be very careful.
Another medical reason to be carefully monitored and watched if you're getting testosterone, because prostate cancer, all men get worried about as you get older. And here's you're taking the wrong thing for it.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the biggest messages I hope to come across today is that getting testosterone is not totally a benign thing. Therefore, it should be given by a medical professional who knows the side effects and screen men for side effects and contraindications to the medication. And that's the most dangerous part about the anti-aging clinics is that they don't always monitor a man for some of these other conditions. And this could be very dangerous because one of the side effects of testosterone, it can make a man's blood too thick, or called polycythemia. We used to give men who are anemic on renal failure testosterone. So if your blood gets too thick and we don't know about it, of course men are getting strokes and heart attacks. So that's why.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.